Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Srila Vyasadev described the pastimes of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vyas of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Vrindavan Das. Purport. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was an incarnation of Veda Vyas and also a friendly cowherd boy named Kusumapida in Krishna Leela. In other words, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the son of Shivas Thakur's niece Narayani, was a combined incarnation of Vedavyas and the cowherd boy Kusumapida. There is a descriptive statement of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in his commentary on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat giving the biographical details of the life of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganaragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sahaganalalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So we are continuing with our discussion on the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Yesterday, I think Uttam Shlok Prabhu discussed a few pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. In today's verse here from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur as being the Vyas of Chaitanya Leela. Vyas means compiler or editor or the narrator. So just as Vyasadeva or Vedavyas, Krishna Dvaipayana Vedavyas is the compiler of Krishna Leela, specifically in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, similarly Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the Vyas or the editor or compiler of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the form of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Actually, the word Vyas is a title. And every time Kali Yuga begins, there is a certain personality who plays the role of Vyas or the editor. And he's called Veda Vyas because he puts together the entire Vedic literature and then divides them into the four Vedas and then the associated literatures. Mostly the post of Vyasadeva or the work of Vyasadeva is performed by Ajiva. So he's a Shaktyavesh avatar, an empowered incarnation of the Lord. And sometimes the Lord himself acts to perform this service. So Veda Vyas is a different personality each time. And this time the personality was Dvaipayana. Krishna Dvaipayana. He was Krishna because he was dark in color, and Dvaipayana because he was born on an island in the middle of a river from Parashar Muni and Satyavati. So he is called Krishna Dvaipayana. So Prabhupada clarifies that in the word for word, that this Vyasadeva referred to here is the specific personality who is known as Krishna Dvaipayana. And that same Vyasadeva has appeared as Vrindavan Das Thakur. Pastimes are in Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela are somewhat connected in this respect. The kind of functions they would do in Krishna Leela, they also do here. So Vrindavan Das Thakur had the great fortune of being able to describe the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And the interesting comment that Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport here, which we also referred to day before yesterday briefly, is that Vrindavan Das Thakur is not just Vyasadev, but he is also the friendly cowherd boy, Kusuma Pida. And he is the combined incarnation of the two. So this concept or the idea of combined incarnations is fairly common in Gaur Leela. We will see many, many personalities being actually combined incarnations. So Vrindavan Das Thakur is a very, very special personality. Day before yesterday, we also spoke a little bit about his mother, Narayani, who herself in Krishna Leela was a gopi or is a gopi, and she takes Krishna's remnants, the Mahaprasadam remnants, and so did she as Narayani when Krishna fed her with Mahaprasadam from his own hands. So we'll continue with a little description from the Chaitanya Charitamrita about the glories of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Kaviraj Goswami glorifies the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya as being something very, very wonderful, and that anyone who hears Mahaprabhu's pastimes is immediately delivered. And therefore he makes a fervent appeal to the people of this world to take the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu very seriously, because this is the only means of deliverance for this age. He says, Vrindavana Dasa Koila Chaitanya Mangala Tahate Chaitanya Leela Varnila Sakala. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Sri Chaitanya Mangal and therein described in all respects the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. As we have seen, Chaitanya Mangal was later renamed as Chaitanya Bhagavat, following the work of Lochan Das Thakur, who also called his work as Chaitanya Mangal. Actually, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentions that the books about or the compositions about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengali language were practically the first books ever written in the Bengali language. There was a book called Sri Krishna Vijay, written by a great devotee called Gunaraj Khan. And the people from his village, the devotees, they also came to Jagannath Puri. And Mahaprabhu saw them and he said, all of you are blessed because you come from the same village as Gunaraj Khan, and he has written the Sri Krishna Vijay, in which he has said, I am sold out to the Lord of Vrindavan. Just by that one statement, I have been purchased by Gunaraj Khan, and therefore I am much indebted to all of you from this village, because Gunaraj Khan came from your village. So that book, Sri Krishna Vijay, is considered one of the first, probably the first books in Bengali written. This is Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comments. And then came Chaitanya Mangal of Lochan Das Thakur, which was a poem in the Panchali format. And very shortly thereafter came the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which was the Kavya, which was written in poetic form, just like the Chaitanya Charitamrita is written. And that poetic format called Kavya, meaning poem, was a very, very remarkable book, because it was the authorized description of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the first three books in the Bengali literature were all about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not much literary endeavor existed there in that language, apparently. So Kaviraj Goswami goes on to say, Sutra kori shavalila korila granthana pache vistariya tahara koila vivarana. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing those pastimes, the book became voluminous. Vistara dekhiya kichu sankocha hoilo mana sutra dhrita kono lila na koilo varnana. He saw them to be so extensive that he later felt that some had not been properly described. Nityananda lila varnane hoilo avesha chaitanya shesha lila rahilo avashesha. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. The devotees of Vrindavan, Kaviraj Goswami says, were very anxious to hear these later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore they requested Kaviraj Goswami to write the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the reason for Kaviraj Goswami's writing this book, Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that Vrindavan Das Thakur got so carried away with the pastimes of Lord Nityananda that he didn't have the time to write the pastimes, the later pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then later in the Adi Leela, in chapter 8, text 81, he says, Vrindavana Dasera Pada Padma Kori Dhyana Tara Agya Lana Likhi Yahate Kallana. I took permission from Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur by praying at his lotus feet. And upon receiving his order, I have attempted to write this auspicious literature. Purport, Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami took permission not only from the Vaishnavas and Madan Mohan, but also from Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is understood to be the Vyas of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here again, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us the proper etiquette of a Vaishnava who embarks upon the very difficult but ecstatic service of narrating the Lord's pastimes. One must always take the blessings of the previous narrators of Krishna's pastimes, in addition to the blessings of the Vaishnavas and the blessings of the Lord. So the existing community of devotees, we must take their blessings. We must take the blessings of the Supreme Lord in the form of His deity. And we must also petition or beg for the blessings of the previous acharyas who have narrated Krishna's pastimes. So apparently, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Das Thakur must have been in Bengal at that time. At the time that the Chaitanya Charitamrita was composed, around 1537 or so, that was probably the last one or two years of the manifest pastimes of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So it seems that he disappeared from this planet just a year or two after Kaviraj Goswami finished the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But because one was in Vrindavan, the other was in Bengal, but that did not stop Vrindavan Das Thakur from praying to the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur for mercy and blessings. And he feels himself completely incapable of doing so. And he feels he needs the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. Chaitanya Lila Lilate Vyasa Vrindavana Dasa Tara Kripa Bina Anya Nahoya Prakasha. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is the authorized writer in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Without his mercy, therefore, one cannot describe these pastimes. In other words, Kaviraj Goswami is feeling himself to be unauthorized. And the only way to become authorized is to get the blessings of those who are authorized. So he takes the blessings of Vrindavan Das Thakur and proceeds. And later on in the 11th chapter of the Adi Leela, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur's descriptions. And that's the verses we just read here today in the morning. And later on in the 13th chapter, he describes how these pastimes are so sweet. He says, the pastimes of the Lord are so numerous that it is impossible even for Sheshanag to describe them completely. Devotees like Swarup Damodar and Murari Gupta had noted them, and Vrindavan Das Thakur had based his book, Chaitanya Bhagavat, on these pastimes. Indeed, just as Kaviraj Goswami too had. Chaitanya Lila Ravyasa Dasa Vrindavana Madhura Karya Lila Korila Rochana. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, the authorized writer of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is as good as Srila Vyasadev. He has described the pastimes in such a way as to make them sweeter and sweeter. Being afraid of his books becoming too voluminous, he left some places without vivid descriptions. I shall try to fill those places as far as possible. In other words, Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I will not dare to repeat the things that Vrindavan Das Thakur has said. That would be maryada vyatikraman, or that would be infringement of the principles of Vaishnava etiquette. I cannot dare to do such a thing, because that would mean that I think I can do it better than he can. So I will not touch upon those pastimes that Vrindavan Das Thakur has already described. Rather, what I will do is fill in the gaps. Wherever Vrindavan Das Thakur has for some reason been unable to, for want of time and space, describe the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, I will describe only those pastimes. And then Kaviraj Goswami expresses his debt to Vrindavan Das Thakur. Prabhur lila amrita teho koilu aswadana tara bhukta shesha kichu koriye charvana. The transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have actually been relished by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. I am simply trying to chew the remnants of the food left by him. So just see the thinking of a great Vaishnava. When a Vaishnava embarks on any endeavor, what kind of gratitude and what kind of attitude should we have towards the previous acharyas? One never feels oneself capable of doing these things. The confidence of a Vaishnava comes not from confidence in his or her own abilities, but rather in the mercy of the previous acharyas. And this is actually the qualification and the capability of the Vaishnavas. So Kaviraj Goswami is teaching us how we should actually think with respect to the acharyas, the previous acharyas. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has spoken at length about the importance of studying the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He says the Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Bhagavata, beg your pardon, describes the first half of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes the second half. So in order to understand Chaitanya Leela and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly, both these books are important. Now, why did Srila Prabhupada translate the Chaitanya Charitamrita first? Because it was important to establish the teachings, the philosophical teachings of Mahaprabhu on a sound footing. Of course, before he actually completed the translation of the Chaitanya Charitamrita itself, Srila Prabhupada wrote the summarized version, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And later on he embarked on the word-for-word translation and commentary of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat is like a very simple poetic rendition in ordinary Bengali language. And it doesn't contain so much philosophy. The Chaitanya Charitamrita contains not just deep philosophy, such detailed philosophy, but it also contains description of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love. Just to give the world an idea of the limits of ecstatic love of Godhead, that which has never before been seen or heard of in history. Whereas in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there is not that much description of the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the intricacies of that ecstasy. Kaviraj Goswami has gone on to analyze in such detail the ecstasies of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, something that the world has not even dreamt about. Such exalted levels of devotion. The Chaitanya Bhagavat, however, focuses more on description, simple narrations of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore, the common man can more easily understand it. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would actually urge everybody to read the Chaitanya Bhagavat first. Then read Chaitanya Charitamrita, then read Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's a curious sequence. And normally we do it the other way around, yes? We would start with Bhagavad Gita is fine, of course, in the smaller books, because that's basic philosophy. Why did Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur reverse the sequence like that? Because you see, in those days people were generally faithful. And people in Bengal had heard of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were familiar with the Bengali language. The culture was still very much there. Whereas today, and especially internationally, you know, people are so far removed from Vedic culture, from any conception of Krishna consciousness, that Srila Prabhupada had to kind of reverse the whole thing and say, well, start with Bhagavad Gita. Basics, understand you're not the body, you are the spirit soul. Understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now these were things perhaps that was understood by many people in those days. And here in the modern day, Bengali, Sanskrit, it's all the same. Nobody understands it. So therefore in English, Srila Prabhupada had to present these books. So Bhagavad Gita, then gradually come to Srimad Bhagavatam, and then move on to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Srila Prabhupada didn't get time to translate the Chaitanya Bhagavat. There was already an existing translation and commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this book, but that was in the Bengali language. But very, very detailed. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would urge everybody to read Chaitanya Bhagavat. Even those who were not devotees, what to speak of those who were new devotees. And the logic was that there are very simple pastimes explained here. And even less intelligent persons, he said, would be able to understand the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because through the narration of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, one could understand not only the highest conclusions of devotional service, but one would be able to understand, in his words, the wonderful beauty of the Vaishnavas. Now by wonderful beauty, he doesn't mean the physical beauty, but he means the devotional beauty, the beauty of their qualities, the beauties of the way they interacted with each other. And this was very important. You see, because for us to find in this day and age, in this material world, devotees from the spiritual world is very rare. Srila Prabhupada once described Srila Bhaktisiddhanta as being, he was a Vaikuntha man. Meaning that he came from Vaikuntha, from the spiritual world. That by his qualities you could understand that he's not an ordinary person of this world. So it is very hard to find Vaikuntha men or women in this world. So at least by reading Chaitanya Bhagavat, we get some understanding of the Vaikuntha men who were there in Mahaprabhu's time. So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, we see the interactions and the dealings between the Vaishnavas, the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such wonderful dealings amongst them that were based upon pure devotion, that were based upon on the transcendental platform, not on the mundane platform as are the dealings between ordinary people in this world. So he emphasized this actually and called it the Leela Grantha. Chaitanya Charitamrita is the book for philosophy and Chaitanya Bhagavat is the book for Leela, for pastimes. In fact, many times he would ask his devotees, have you read Chaitanya Bhagavat? No, so start reading. And he would say, read it 100 times. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that he had read the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Chaitanya Bhagavat more than 100 times each. I think we have a hard time finishing even one of them one time. Yeah. Even to read, let's say, the entire Srimad Bhagavatam one time, it's like an ambition of a lifetime. And once you embark on the task, then it may take years to actually finish it. And then by the time you've come to the end, probably we've forgotten what was there in the beginning and we want to go back. He said we have to read it 100 times. Actually, he said 108. And then he said, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj in the Srimad Bhagavatam consecutively 108 times from Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So also we should hear and read the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Bhagavat 108 times. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was famous for reciting the verses of the Bhagavatam very melodiously in different tunes. Very sweet recitation. So everybody would come to hear from him. Mahaprabhu would also love to hear from him. And he heard the narrations, he emphasizes so much on the Rasa Leela or the 10th canto, which he did, of course, amongst his intimate devotees. But what he told his devotees to read and what he demonstrated by his own example was hearing Prahlad Maharaj's pastime 108 times, Dhruva Maharaj's pastimes 108 times. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur referred to this. And he said, you read it at least 100 times. One time there was a new devotee who joined the temple. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked him, have you read Chaitanya Bhagavat? He said, no. Then he said, read it every day in the morning before Mangalarati. Mangalarti in the Chaitanya, in the Gaudiya Mutts, used to be at 5 o'clock. So he said, before 5 o'clock you should read that. So the devotee replied, actually I have some cough, so it's difficult for me to read it. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, every day from 4 a.m. to 5 a.m., you will read Chaitanya Bhagavat loudly and clearly and your cough will disappear. So then every day that devotee used to read Chaitanya Bhagavat for 1 hour, loudly and clearly. So this is how much importance he would give on the Srimad Bhagavatam. He would also say that this is the first Vaishnava literature that we must read. For those people who find philosophy very hard to fathom or to swallow, well, Chaitanya Bhagavat is something very wonderful. Because through these pastimes you can understand the philosophy also. It comes through. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to talk about 3 words which are very important for us to understand. Madhurya, Aishwarya and Audharya. The word Madhurya refers to sweetness. Vrindavan is the place of Madhurya Leela, sweet pastimes of Krishna. His childhood pastimes, his boyhood pastimes, his adolescent pastimes. And Srimad Bhagavatam is principally the Madhurya Grantha, the book that describes the Madhurya Leela. But there are also sections in the Srimad Bhagavatam that speak about the incarnations of the Lord where there is majesty, where the Lord is actually worshipped as the Lord with awe and reverence. So that is called Aishwarya. That means the understanding of the Lord in a mood of awe and reverence with opulence. So many people, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say, cannot understand the mood of opulence. They don't believe so much in the Lord and they can't figure out how someone can be omnipotent, how we can be omniscient and so on, and how we can do such wonderful activities. How then could they understand something that is Madhurya? They will confuse him to be an ordinary man. So both Aishwarya and Madhurya are difficult to understand. But Audharya, that's something they can relate to. Audharya means magnanimity. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful. He is called the Mahavadanyaya avatar, the most merciful incarnation of a form of Krishna. So he is very udar. Udar meaning he is liberal, he is magnanimous. Both in Madhuri Leela as well as Aishwarya Leela, one needs to surrender. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liberally distributes mercy without considering qualification or disqualification. So the narrations of Mahaprabhu's pastimes are called the Audharya Leela. So this Chaitanya Bhagavat is the Audharya Grantha, the pastime, the book where the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrated. So anyone who wants to actually understand the Madhuri Leela and the Aishwarya Leela should go through the Audharya Grantha, should go through these magnanimous pastimes. So through Mahaprabhu's pastimes, one will be able to understand Srimad Bhagavatam as well as Krishna's Aishwarya Leela. Actually, personally for myself also, I remember that it was through the Chaitanya Charitamrita that I understood which verses from the Bhagavatam were important. I just picked up the verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates quoted. And then I tried to learn those verses. And it was only later that I understood and I read this that actually one can understand Madhurya and Aishwarya through Audharya. In other words, through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand Vrindavan, we can understand Jagannath, understand Vaikuntha. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat, because it contains only pastimes, therefore, through these pastimes one can actually, which are simple to understand, understand the philosophy as well. And the language is very simple, it is very touching. Touching to the heart. Sometime around 1920, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was in the city of Cuttack in Orissa, he was looking for a copy of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And surprisingly, he did not find one. You know, just as when Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, some years earlier, was trying to look for a copy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he could not find a copy in Bengal. I mean, after all, the Chaitanya Charitamrita was written in Bengali, and still he could not find a copy in Bengal. Only with great difficulty and much endeavor was he able to lay his hands on some copy somewhere. Similarly, when Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to find a copy of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, he couldn't. And after much difficulty, he was able to find a copy. And even then, there were many inaccuracies in the in those books. The Sahajiyas, those who took Krishna consciousness very cheaply, did not consider Chaitanya Bhagavat to be a significant book. They considered Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam to be the significant books. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita are significant books. But I consider Chaitanya Bhagavat to be even more significant than them. The Sahajiyas considered these two books, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam, significant because they are only concerned with Radha Krishna Leela. Because there is description of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, and the Sahajiyas are only concerned with that. Therefore, they only want these two books. But we consider the Audarya Grantha, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, as being very important. Because we don't approach the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis in a very cheap way. We understand that we must approach them through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And therefore, Mahaprabhu gave so much importance to the Chaitanya Bhagavat. So in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are three parts. And the Adi Khanda, the Madhya Khanda, and the Antya Khanda. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is divided into the three Leelas. Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, Antya Leela. Vrindavan Das Thakur calls it the Khanda. The Adi Khanda ends with the initiation of Mahaprabhu from Ishwarpuri in Gaya. The Madhya Khanda ends with the Lord's taking of sannyas at the place called Katwa. And in the Antya Khanda, there are some descriptions of Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Nilachal, in Puri and so on, for a few years. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita actually focuses on the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It speaks about the deep philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his ecstatic symptoms. Whereas the Chaitanya Bhagavat focuses simply on the narration of Mahaprabhu's pastimes, especially the early pastimes. Now, we do have also translations of English translations of the Chaitanya Bhagavat with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's commentaries available. And we also have some of our ISKCON devotees who have given summarized narrations of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. They're very wonderful to read. Many nice, beautiful pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I would encourage all the devotees to read them. And before I conclude, because we are almost through with the time, I'd like to briefly narrate one small pastime from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world in Navadvip, in Mayapur, naturally there was much joy everywhere in the town. Shachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra and everybody around them were besides themselves with joy. This child seemed to be such an extraordinary child. Shachi Devi's father was Nilambar Chakravarti. He was a very powerful Brahmana, a very devout scholarly Brahman, and also an expert astrologer. So you see, it was a custom in the olden days that the moment someone was born, an astrologer would come and make his birth chart. And they would make predictions about this child based on that horoscope. So Nilambar Chakravarti immediately had the horoscope made. He made it himself. And then he started looking at it and was struck with wonder. And he said that he started describing the technical parts of the horoscope. Of course, even the common people could understand these things in those days. He started talking about the different houses and how everything was so exceptional, how the planetary configurations in each of the houses was so extraordinary. And he said, this is the horoscope of a great king. And looking at the beauty of the child, he began to wonder. He said, you know, there has been a prophecy in Bengal that there will be a great king in Bengal and he will come from a Brahmin family. So could it be that this child is that king of Bengal who will come and perform wonderful activities here? But then he said, after looking at the horoscope, well, actually, this horoscope is not that of a king. It's far greater than a king. In fact, it defies all description. I cannot understand what kind of horoscope this is, because the qualities of the person that described here are so beyond description. So he's definitely somebody very, very exceptional. There also happened to be another Brahmana over there who was also a great astrologer. So he took over from Nilambar Chakravarti's descriptions, because Nilambar Chakravarti couldn't describe anything further. He said, this is too much, it is beyond description. Then the other one took over and he said, well, this describes a person who is as good as Lord Narayan. And just as Lord Narayan descends into this world and delivers everyone and spreads the message of God, similarly, this personality, this child will do the same. Just by looking at him, people will love him. People will become detached from material enjoyment and they will develop the spirit of compassion towards all living entities. Just by looking at this child. This child is going to spread the Vedic teachings and the message of Lord Krishna everywhere and spread love of Godhead everywhere. And this Brahmana also went on glorifying this personality, this child who had just been born. He said, I name this child as Sri Vishvambhar, one who maintains the whole universe. And he will also be known as Navadvip Chandra, the moon of Navadvip. And thereafter, the Brahmana himself also could not describe anything further. Another time in the Chaitanya Bhagavad, there is a narration of how one Brahmana came and he said, well, I can tell everybody's previous lives from their astrological chart. So I will also tell your previous life. So Mahaprabhu said, yes, yes, please tell me what is my previous life. Many devotees are very enamored with the idea of determining what their previous life is, because there are some places in India where you can go. I won't mention what they are, otherwise the next time you go, everyone will go there. And you go there and there are certain manuscripts that you can refer to, and there are these Brahmanas and they can actually tell you what you were in your previous life and the life before that and so on. So such is the Vedic culture. You had people of scriptures of such detail and so on. Then he started calculating Nimai's horoscope and he became stunned. And so Nimai playfully asked him, "So my dear Brahmana, what do you see? Please tell me about my previous life." "I can't tell you anything. I don't know what's happening. My mind is getting bewildered. My intelligence ceases to function. I don't know what kind of horoscope is this." "Well, tell me, what does it say?" "Well, it says in your previous incarnation, you had so many incarnations. You were a bird, you were a fish, and you were a lion, and you were, but this is not an ordinary fish, and you were not an ordinary lion, and you were not an ordinary tortoise. I don't know." And then the Brahmana just could not speak. He became speechless. He became thoroughly bewildered and couldn't go on. And Nimai was playfully smiling away. Of course, Nimai knew very well who he was in the previous lives. And sometimes he would remind devotees also that, "You don't know who I am? That I am a cowherd boy." So anyway, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes such sweet pastimes in great detail. And perhaps at the time of Gaur Purnima, which is one can have a series of pastimes from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. We are doing Chaitanya Charitamrita anyway every Saturday and Sunday. So perhaps during Gaur Purnima some devotees can describe pastimes of Mahaprabhu from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. Gaur Premanande.